Welcome to Start Your Sustainable Fashion Brand. I'm Shannon Lohr, the founder and CEO of Factory 45, the online business school for sustainable fashion brands. Whether you're looking for business strategy, marketing tips, or a 10-minute pep talk, this is the podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to take action, pursue their passion, and make waves in the fashion industry. Let's get started. The other day, I was watching my three-year-old play with his train set. One piece of track connected to another piece of track connected to another. And then, the last piece wouldn't fit. I watched as he struggled to fit the piece as it kept hitting up against the wall of the table as he got more and more frustrated. "I can't do it," he yelled out, red in the face. "It doesn't work." And I started to think, how many times as an entrepreneur have I felt this? Why won't the web domain connect to the host? I changed the file size and the image still won't upload. Why won't the email form populate correctly? The difference is, I can't throw my computer across the room like maybe I could a wooden train track. One of the main messages you hear as a parent is the importance of building resilience in your kids. It's why you should resist doing things for them that they can do themselves or providing the easy way out. And honestly, entrepreneurship is very much the same. The very best entrepreneurs, the ones who are successful, are quite simply resilient. When something isn't working the way they want it to, they muster up all of their resourcefulness to find a solution. They don't take no for an answer. They don't give up. But they also know when to ask for help. Because honestly, that's what it takes. If you truly want to be an entrepreneur, then it virtually guarantees you will run into problems. In the beginning, it will probably be on a daily basis. But to reach any level of success, problems require problem solvers. There's no way around it. And here's where I think we may have gone wrong. For most of us, the first 18 years of our lives were spent developing an aversion to failing. We were taught that failure is bad, to avoid any form of failure at all costs, get the grades, excel at the sport, earn the lead role in the play. How many of us were told we weren't musically gifted because we didn't immediately pick up the recorder at the age of 8? How many of us were told, "Oh, your sister's the sporty one. You're more of the artistic type." When in reality, it would have benefited us to really struggle with learning how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb or trying out for the soccer team anyway and experiencing the disappointment of getting cut. How would those failures along the way prepare us for success down the road? Because what we all eventually realize is, to reach the levels of success that we strive for as adults, starting the business, launching the brand, scaling the company, it virtually requires us to be comfortable with failure. To achieve anything great, you must be willing to fail. So my question for you is, how can you build more resilience into the day-to-day creation of your business? That's all to say, how can you be the toddler who picks up the train track even after he throws it and tries again? If you want to make this the year of entrepreneurship, resilience, and so much more, this is your invitation to talk more about how we can work together to help you achieve your goal of launching your own sustainable fashion brand. Book a call with us to learn more about launching your brand through Factory 45. And we'll get something on the calendar.